Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I think they're pitching with a lot of confidence right now, and I think they've earned that. And you know, I think the guys are doing a really good job of attacking. And I think we're throwing a lot of strikes and expanding when we need to. But for the most part, it seems like they're just out there attacking the strike zone. And they have full confidence in what Maldi's calling behind the plate.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 610. He's Brandon Scott. Sean Bajani in for Payne and Pendergast this morning. Ben Gary producing. That was the voice of Alex Bregman talking postgame yesterday after the Astros 2-1 victory over the Yankees. Being impressed by the aggressiveness of the Astro pitchers as a staff, really, in particular the starters, though, watching yesterday Luis Garcia go out there and do his thing and pitch a hell of a ball game while he had to labor through 5 1/3, put zeros up on the board in large part aside from that one mistake, the costly one he made to Anthony Rizzo in the sixth inning.
And he might have even just been tired at that point.
Yeah, maybe so. Because, you know, the pitch count was up there. I forget what he finished with. It was 90-some odd
pitches. It was in the 90s at that point, obviously. And, you know, they pulled him after that.
So. But, you know, Bregman, you know, he hit the nail on the head there. Just the aggressiveness and them just going out there and battling. Like, you talk about guys that deserve respect. People like Framber, Christian Javier, Luis Garcia, Jose Urquidy, like they have to understand their role when you're on a staff with a guy like Justin Verlander, right? Like, yeah. You know you're not going to get the headlines. You know you're not going to get the throng of the media, the microphones, the cameras in your face and things like that. You're not going to have to deal with that kind of attention anyway on a day in and day out basis, because there's so many other guys in that clubhouse that, you know, would typically command that level of attention, right?
Yep.
They're going out there almost, I'm not going to say like pressure free, because you are pitching for the Houston Astros, a perennial World Series contender this day and age. But from an individual standpoint, I think they're taking the approach that, you know what, like, I'm here because they believe in me. They're not asking me to do anything that they don't think I'm already capable of. People just don't know me yet.
Yeah. Like, which is an interesting point, Sean, because don't you feel like maybe, and I don't know exactly who am I talking about here, because we all know them, obviously, as Astros fans and people who follow the team.
Right.
But I even wonder about the baseball community at large, right? I mean, I'm just curious. I don't have a good sense for this, a gauge for this, but I'm curious, because these guys have all, like the ones we're talking about right now,
mm-hmm.
have all pitched in big time postseason,
all proven themselves.
Yeah, they're all young, but they've all pitched big postseason innings, or at least a big postseason inning. Like, I'm thinking about Game 4 of the ALCS last year with Christian Javier, in Boston. You know, I'm thinking, you know, the World Luis Garcia in the World Series.
Sure.
You know, Jose Urquidy's pitched in two World Series,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously has been around in between, though, in the year in between. So, you know, all of these guys at some point, and of course, Framber is, you know, easily their second best guy and has, you know, pitched the last couple of years, was amazing in the pandemic year in the postseason.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So all of them have had moments to highlight in the postseason on national stages to where, you know, if you say those names, they should be names that at least should ring a bell, you know. So to me, they are It is interesting because they're in Verlander's shadow, but in and of themselves, speaking to your point about them having confidence, hey, I'm here for a reason.
Yeah.
Well, damn it, they've shown it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, they've proven
but like,
that.
Why, you know, does a fan base look at it that way? Like, I feel like the pulse that I get is we're constantly surprised by them. We're constantly like, man, I can't believe they're doing this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, look, you shouldn't expect like, there are not a lot of staffs. Like, it doesn't happen all of the time. Like, this is a very special moment within a season, right?
Yeah.
Like, a section of a season in which you are getting some terrific performances. They're all going to go through their ups and downs. We've already seen Verlander have a couple of really bad starts, like, you know, uncharacteristic of him, whether it be this season or 10 seasons ago. Like,
right.
Uncharacteristic performances for him, right?
Yeah.
Like, where he just gets knocked around, or he doesn't have his control, or he doesn't have his off-speed stuff working that night, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I think he's only got like two of those this year.
Yeah, it's two or three, I know. Yeah. These guys are going to have the ebb and flow to the season, too. They're not going to finish the year out averaging 7 innings per. Like, I actually wanted to talk about that at some point, because I think it was here I wanted to mention, like, Luis Garcia went 5 1/3 last night.
Right.
Okay. Pitched a really good ball game. It was laborsome a little bit. Like, he had to really work on some hitters. Pitch count was up. Didn't get through 6. But,
and it doesn't. Zeros, though.
It threw up zeros. Didn't go down as a quality start.
Right.
I would
give it. Got to go 6 for a quality start.
Yeah. But the argument that I want to make to that is, like, that's almost like a microcosm of what people criticize baseball for already. Like, being stuck in the past. Like, a quality start has been defined as 6 innings and giving up 3 runs or fewer. That is a quality start, okay? But look at the trend over the course of the last 10 years in Major League Baseball. Your starting pitcher's average on a whole for the entire league has gone from an even 6 innings pitched in 2012 to, at last check, the latest numbers that I could get for this season dates back to mid-May, where starting pitchers are averaging 4.96 innings pitched.
Yeah.
And you're using an average of 3.5 relievers per game. Okay. So if you're expecting less of your starting pitchers, then shouldn't the quality start stat metric change as well?
Oh, like, man. Look, I had not thought about this.
Look at, like,
this is interesting.
Look at the first game that Luis Garcia in particular threw this season. His first game was April 12th. He threw 4 innings of scoreless baseball. That's not a quality start. He was on a pitch count. He threw 71 pitches that game. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, that should go down as a quality start. If you go back, if you go by the rule, right, that it is now, six innings, 3 runs or fewer,
right,
he only has 5 quality starts. But if you really look at the starts where he's gone 5 even or 5 1/3 or even 4, he should have 10 quality starts this season.
I have not considered lowering the standard for quality start. I'm not sure how, like, you. I'm a little bit surprised that this is your take a little bit, Sean, and not because you're like old school or anything, but it seems like, do you not think maybe the undervaluing of the starter, like, is that a good thing? Like, or how do we feel about the very fact, before we make the argument, how do we even feel about the very fact that is, that starters are being used less and being asked to do less, and that you're having more bullpen games? Like, I feel like there's already an argument against that to begin with, that, hey, stop that. Let your starter go 6 and let him go 7. Let him go 3 times,
sure,
through the order.
It comes down to one thing, like, usage. And the more usage,
right, yeah, yeah,
the more susceptible you are to injury. The more susceptible you are to injury, the more likely it is that you're missing time. The more time that you miss, the more money that we're paying you to miss time. Like, we're trying to get enough out of you, not everything we can get out of you.
Yeah.
Like, there is such a, and I'd like to hear Adam Spillane's take on this. He's on with Landry Locker coming up at 10 on In the Loop today, in for John Lopez. Maybe they'll get to this, maybe they won't, but Spo always has great baseball takes. I would just be interested to look further at the numbers. I did a little bit last night, just off the cuff, and the level of importance that is put on the middle reliever now throughout baseball is huge. I just gave you the hard numbers.
Yeah.
They're utilizing relievers almost, you know, 3.67 times.
Oh, yeah. There's no dispute in that.
Right? Okay, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
Middle relievers in Major League Baseball is the second least – what am I trying to say here? They get paid the least next to catchers.
Yeah.
Average of like $2.2 million, I think. And catchers average like around $2.1 million per year. Okay? What do your starters get paid now? Just go ahead and look at the Astros. Yeah. You know, starting pitcher salaries.
Yeah, Verlander's making $25
million. He eats up a large portion of that, certainly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But maybe the six-inning thing is, you know, signifying three times through the order, some of the more traditional baseball things that are important. Like, is that's got to be part of it, right? Like, if you
can me, it comes down to it being a nine-inning ball game.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
It comes down to being a nine-inning ball game, and your job is to get through most of that. You know, this day and age.
Yeah.
I guarantee you talk to most managers. That's why they employ so many pitchers. That's why they're going to go with 14 maybe instead of 13 on a staff.
Fair enough.
713-572-4610. If you'd like to weigh in on that, call or text. He's Brandon Scott, Sean Bajani in for Seth Payne, Sean Pendergast. Coming up next, Deshaun Watson in his hearing has concluded. No timetable for the ruling, but a simple solution to bring this all to a complete halt right now. And for you as a Houston Texan fan, the ability to move on now. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.